You are listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.
Welcome back to the second part of our conversation with our expert Brijesh Kumar. He's the head of product and technology at PolicyBazaar UAE. Talking about InsurTech.
That's the thing about technology, right? It's always evolving with something or the other, whether it is machine learning, whether it is artificial intelligence or anything else that you get into. So it's always something out there which is coming next. So yeah. Talking about AI and talking about the UAE out here. So AI, we were just going through some papers and we came to know that AI is expected to contribute to about close to 14% of the economic growth by 2030. Out here in the UAE. So do you think a UAE and in the greater MENA region, it's on its way to become a hub for InsurTech? Is that happening? Do you see that happening?
See, this region in general is a lot of action packed into it. And not just for AI, but for a lot of other technology development. So you also see blockchain is one of the
correct.
This region in general is attracting a lot of blockchain professionals. A lot of protocols are getting kind of, they may, of course, blockchain is a global thing, but end of the day, people who are creating them are based out of Dubai. You'll actually see that if you, and I'm sure there are so many conferences already happening in the region, which kind of indicates that there is a lot of buzz around blockchain. And so is AI, right? So is AI. Because the use cases are there. The use case is there. The environment is conducive. You also see that a lot of initiatives are being taken by the government. The government wants people to come in. You'll see Abu Dhabi, it's kind of also coming up. Even we as a company are also part beneficiary or let's say a participant of a similar scheme within Abu Dhabi. So a lot, and we see what kind of startups are coming there, what kind of use cases are being worked upon. So definitely, and a lot of them are leveraging AI. And today's world, you cannot conceive or you cannot even think of a technology player who's kind of building up without leveraging AI, because you'll take a lot of time to work. Earlier, what a startup would take, let's say, a year, if you don't use AI, somebody who's working on a similar thing will be able to do it within a month's time. So if you don't use it, you are kind of already losing out on day one. So that's how the startups have kind of molded themselves. And this region, we are seeing a lot of play. And even if you talk specific to InsurTech, right? The insurers have been there for quite a while. And we see that they want to adapt this, right? So we are seeing there is a need. We are seeing that there is an intent. There is an intent by the large players. And if that is the case, then of course, nothing can stop these technologies getting deeper into the sector at large in the industry. And we see that, yes, it's going to be an interesting place and a very interesting future for AI and other innovative technologies within this region.
Correct. Now, but it's a good thing that, everybody is getting into this industry, this sphere of AI and with blockchain and with Internet of Things and all of those things combined. But are there any few challenges to the evolution of this particular segment to the InsurTech segment in the region?
So when you talk about challenge, of course, the first thing when it comes to your mind, when you talk about insurance, when the word insurance is there, is to insurers is a regulated space, right? It is by nature a regulated space, which is a good thing. Also, if you look at from a longer term perspective, because then it stops, or it is more like a gatekeeper. It acts as a gatekeeper wherein you cannot have non-serious players coming in, just trying something out. But then sometimes what happens is because of that, you might have a great idea that could actually help the industry, but you don't get into it because you fear that, okay, it's a regulated space. We might not be able to crack it. We might fall into some kind of a problem. So this is an inherent challenge. But I also see it as an opportunity because lesser and lesser people actually will try because they are so intimidated by the industry as a whole. So if you have something great, if you as a company or a startup has something great, it will definitely work out. The other thing that I believe is a challenge, but is of course changing fast. Right now, if you look at it, a lot of older insurance players, they do have legacy systems, right?
Right.
And it is very difficult to come out of them. It requires a lot of planning. It takes a lot of time for them to move to a new setup. And then at that, which will enable them to kind of start leveraging all of this new age technologies, which will then, of course, bring in the benefits that they come with.
Correct.
But that movement, that decision, that decision is a very difficult one. But of course, the time is there. A lot of players within the whole ecosystem, and it's not just limited to insurance. It's also relevant for other financial players. The entire banking and financial and insurance put together, everyone is looking to kind of, a lot of them have already upgraded, a lot of them are now in the process, and they're adapting to the change that is there. And finally, what I believe is data privacy, right? See, there was the whole concept of data privacy and customer data integrity has come in only because it is all digital now, right?
Correct.
It's easier to steal data or easier to kind of go into someone's system. And of course, it's not easy. But what I mean is you get your hands to a larger data. If you were to just steal some application forms in the older times, you'll not be able to get too inside and make a huge difference. True. But now because digital data is there has to be of course the regulator is working with a very straight, very clear guideline as with things around data privacy. And so, but finally, when that is achieved, it is there. It is that the customer needs to realize. The customer needs to know that my data is safe. I am giving my documents, no problem. I am sure because they are a regulated company, they will be complying with it. And of course, we have to, and we are, or for that matter, any other player in the industry. So data is something that trust, that consumer trust with regards to their data is in safe hands. These are the larger challenges that you see in any new technology coming in. Because with AI, a lot of people think that AI can do a lot of things. They can change my documents into something else and they can be misused and all of that. But yes, if you are going to a reputed or a regulated and well-established distributor or an insurer, I don't think so there is any challenge with regards to it. But yes, it will take time for people to kind of mature into it and be okay with the idea of sharing their document with the AI at the background of their mind.
Interesting. Very, very interesting and very insightful segment indeed. Thank you so much, Brijesh. And Avi, it's time to move on to our next segment. It's Ask Away. So here we take up FAQs by our lovely customers and respond to them with the help of our experts. Now, if you too are an inquisitive and a curious learner like myself, and you've got questions about finance, about insurance, then don't hesitate. Just ask away. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, follow us on Policy Bazaar UAE, or reach out to us via any of our other social media channels. And we'll try our best to answer your queries in the next episode. Today, however, we shall be taking up questions related to InsurTech that we've received in our inbox. So, Brijesh, are you ready with your answers to our askaways?
Yes, let's look at them.
Perfecto. All right. So the first one, Saba is asking, how do chatbots and document parsers, etc., help in enhancing the customer experience? I know we touched upon it a little while back, but how does it enhance customer experience as a whole?
See, chatbot, as I would have kind of explained earlier also, but very just a little deeper into it. So the moment you start interacting with the chatbot, if you were talking to a human at the back end, the flow of information, the flow of conversation would be firstly slower. It'd be lacking the decisions that a machine can actually bring into the objectivity and the kind of information that the system has access to versus an individual. There's a huge difference there. The speed is very different. So your conversation will be much faster, much more accurate. It'll actually lead to something which essentially will leave you satisfied, because end of the day, if you're looking for a smaller query, which can be resolved by, let's say, a system, why do you want to talk to an advisor who's just going to take time to reply? The moment you ask a question, there is a response back from the system. So chatbot is definitely changing the way consumers are interacting with the companies and is making it more efficient.
Fantastic. All right. So question number two is from Ibrahim. Now, he wants to know, okay, how important is digital transformation for insurance companies here in the UAE? And what role does InsurTech play in this process?
So technology is definitely very important. It plays a huge role. Very simply, if I were to ask the gentleman again, just imagine the insurance purchase journey 20 years back and today.
Yeah.
Right? Just go have a chat with your parents or somebody elder in the house. You will know. For that matter, they would have been so intimidated by the process itself that they would not have gone into insurance. So the technology is important. Why? Because it has now made it so accessible. Technology is enabling that access. Also, technology is making it more affordable at the same time, because you are able to weed out bad cases. You are able to go through your claims data nicely. So imagine a scenario. Your insurers were overcharging you just because the sheer amount of data that could not be earlier insightfully analyzed is now it's much easier to do that. And the system gives you exact insights that, okay, this is what is the kind of a claim ratio looking at. There is nothing hidden. Everything is kind of read by the system. So now, of course, this will help the insurer bring down the pricing for you. And so it makes it more accessible by means of giving you a digital window to purchase your policy. And also it kind of makes it affordable. So end of the day, for a consumer, this is what really helps. And of course, with the moment you go for a claim kind of a request, that's the time when you actually use the product, right? And insurance is the product you only use when you want to claim. So just imagine a scenario when if the digitization was not there, somebody, you will write a mail or something, and then somebody will look at your physical data, come get it, then evaluate it, and then get back to you. Just imagine the time it will take. Now, you can expect a response from an insurer within 24 hours because they have everything digital. So it has definitely made the industry grow, and it has definitely made much easier for the consumer to participate in this and also make it much more affordable at the same time.
Brilliant. Ibrahim, we hope you got your answer. The third question is coming in from Zaina. And you had touched upon this a while back, talking about cybersecurity. So she's asking, how is InsurTech helpful in addressing cybersecurity concerns to protect sensitive information of the customer?
So there are best practices there. There are a lot of best practices which are already laid down with regards to how you handle data, how do you handle customer data. And then we also look at data from two, if you broadly define them. One is something that can help you identify you as a person, right? For example, your name, your email, your phone number, something which is very specific to you. Correct. However, the other data is not, if I were to give you that, okay, I have 1,000 customers in the last 1 hour who are aged like this, will that really have any impact on you as a consumer? No, but rather it will help the players in the industry to create products which are relevant for this segment or this cohort, right? So if you were to look at the data security, there's a lot of encryption that goes behind, especially the inquiry data, which is very, very person specific, or as we say, it's a PI data, a personally identifiable data. So that is encrypted heavily. And even if you were to get that access to that by whatever means, if God comes and helps you out, you'll still not be able to decrypt it, because the encryption is only known by our system. It's outside of our system, it will not be. So yes, that's what the reason I was saying. It's all secure. It's all managed in a way it is expected to be. There is nothing to for consumers to actually be fearing that their data is vulnerable. The data is in safe hands. And I'm not talking just about us. I'm talking in general. The industry is following the standard which is set. And as an insurance industry, it's all safer to share your data with the respective insurance company or the distributor you're working with.
Fantastic. Zaina, rest assured. Everything is in good hands. Okay, last question is coming in from Fahad, and he wants to understand, how do wearables like fitness trackers or smartwatches influence the designing and pricing of health and life insurance policies?
That's a very interesting question.
Hmm.
And we've seen some use cases around it.
Right.
They are in nascent stages. We've seen that, and some of the examples that I see is also coming from way back in India. So what we've seen is that because it's getting more and more popular for people to wear these devices,
correct,
which kind of helps track their activity, what kind of efforts they're putting in with regards to doing number of steps, the heart rate they're able to maintain at what kind of levels, and then the sleep activity as well. So in a nutshell, there is a health score for you, right, on your on these applications of yours. Now, what the insurers are experimenting with is, can we incentivize people who are living a healthier life?
Ah.
See, because end of the day, it is for your benefit, because what you're doing.
Correct.
But
correct,
as an insurer, it is in their benefit or in their interest that you stay healthy.
Correct. True.
So if you don't fall sick, they don't have to give you a claim. If if you stay healthy, it's good for them. So they want to incentivize, and they're experimenting by giving you discounts on your renewals. See, on day one, they don't have any data of yours. They don't have any access to your data. The moment you enter into a contract, and 1 year later, when the time is there for you to renew, they don't want to lose you because you're a great customer. You are keeping yourself healthy. You're making all the efforts that can actually be tracked. Honestly, that can be tracked, right? So they want to incentivize you. So they want to give you, they would happily offer you some kind of a discount so that you are stay with them and they're able to track you, your journey. And it's tracking your journey is not to do more to, there is no benefit for any insurance company to track your activity and use it for some other motive. It's primarily so that they can evaluate you and reward you if you really do well with your tracker, and incentivize you, as I said, with some in some form by giving you some discounts in the premium.
Kind of like a no-claim bonus.
Yes.
But digitized.
Yes. But it's much more direct because it helps you save that day itself. Because see, a no-claim bonus helps you when you claim. Otherwise, it's not utilized. But this is something that you're using today. So it's a much faster gratification for the customer.
Very interesting.
It's not something which is deferred or delayed at a later point in time. So if you, there's no point, of course, it is important to increase your coverage. But if you were to give it an option to reduce your premium today, maintaining your coverage as last year, but pay lesser, I think it's a great win for the customer.
Why not? Why not? All right, then. So this brings us to the end of this segment, but don't go just yet. If you have any questions about financial wellness or insurance, then simply ask away. DM us on Instagram, follow at PolicyBazaarUAE, or reach out to us via any of our other social media channels, and we'll try our best to answer your queries in the next episode. For now, I hope we're all up to date with our InsurTech knowledge. We shall meet again in the next episode with more informative and insightful content along with our lovely experts. Thank you so much for this deep dive into InsurTech, Brijesh. Pleasure. Pleasure having you on air.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Wish you the very best along with our lovely listeners. That's it for today's episode, everyone. See you in the next one. Till then, take care and stay tuned.
You were listening to PolicyBazaar.ae's The Policy Project. We've got you covered.